G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, August 22. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, the main action, Joel, this week is in Sydney. And, well, it's not quite wall-to-wall waller in the Warwick Stakes. We were expecting as many as 8 or 9 runners from Chris Waller-trained runners in this week's Wait for Age Group 2. There's only 6 in quite a healthy field of 14. So there's certainly a lot more variety than last year when Waller had 5 of the 7 runners. Do you think he's going to get the money? I don't think you do.
I don't. In fact, I've only got 1 of his in my top 4. But I found it a very hard race to assess, naturally, with so many horses resuming, so many horses with better goals deeper into the spring. So it's just hard to line up who's going to be ready. But, I thought the Godolphin run it somewhat would be pretty tough to beat.
I've pointed out that in Best Bets this week that 5 of the past 6 Warwick Stakes winners had a run before the Warwick Stakes. It's somewhat is not in that category, and in fact of the 14 runners there's only 1, 2, 3 that have so if you think that trend's going to continue, you're really narrowing the field down. Carl, are you with a first upper or one that's already raced?
I'm actually exactly the same as Joel in many ways, and we've landed on the same top selection, It's Somewhat, and we also think Waller's only going to have 1 in the first 4 placings. So, it's an interesting Warwick Stakes, but I think It's Somewhat does represent the each-way value, and it's an interesting start point for the rest of the spring.
Alrighty, well, we'll get to the Warwick Stakes very shortly, because we'll take you right through the black type at Randwick on Saturday, and it starts with race 1, the up-and-coming stakes over 1,300 metres for 3-year-olds at Group 3 level, Joel.
I went number 4, Inner Circle. I thought might be able to improve off the fresh run with the blinkers on, but not a great deal of confidence. Put him ahead of 1, Sebring Sun, 8, Canny Essent, who was very impressive on debut at the Provincials, and 3, Shards.
Keen on Shards, number 3. It was green on debut, then it raced outside Press Statement, and fought all the way to the line to finish 2nd. It was quite a good run. Press Statement then went off to Brisbane and maintains his unbeaten record by winning a Group 1. Shard stayed in Sydney and won a Rose Hill race over 1350 over Quick Rant. Shards has trialled well recently, and I think he can go on with the job as a 3-year-old. So got him on top from 1, Sebring Sun, who was excellent from the back in the Rosebud. For 3rd, number 5, Land's End, and 4th, number 7, Man of Choice.
Race 2 at Randwick on Saturday is the Toy Show Quality. It's also over 1,300 metres. This one is for 3-year-olds and up, fillies and mares. So we've got a 1,300 metre 3-year-old race, a 1,300 metre fillies and mares race, and a 1,200 metre 3-year-old fillies race. Perhaps not all that surprising. The fields aren't that enormous. Field of 9 for the Toy Show Quality, Joel.
Yeah, difficult race. Again, without a lot of confidence, I went 6 Wine Tails. Certainly did enough first up. Hit the line quite well, ran good late splits. Perhaps she's going to be better over slightly further, but I'll go with her to beat 2 Amicus, resuming from a spell, 3 Christy Lee, so a Waller trifecta for me, and 2 Blue, very honest, throw her in for 4.
Similar numbers, I've got Wine Tails on top as well. Good run first up, as you mentioned, ran nice closing sectionals with the blinkers off fresh, and I think the extra distance will help Wine Tails, and also added fitness, of course. Got Maastricht in for 2nd, number 8, first up from a spell, and placed in 2 recent Flemington jump outs, and I think Maastricht was a little bit disappointing last campaign. It took a little while to find her feet, but when she did race competitively in stakes company. So I think Maastricht, if she's fit enough, can figure, so I'd certainly be watching betting for a lead. And for 3rd, number 3, Christy Lee. And for 4th, number 2, Amicus. 6, 8, 3 and 2.
Next of the black type races at Randwick on Saturday is race 4, Coolmore Silver Shadow Stakes. This is the race I alluded to earlier, the 3-year-old fillies race over 1,200 metres. This one a Group 2 and, well, just the 6 runners, Joel, but a pretty intriguing race with 5 of them rated between $3 and $7.
Yeah, I've gone for the debut winner, Kangarilla Joy, here, number 6. Hugh Bowman had done most of the trials and rode her in debut. I'd say the 54 kilos has prevented him from
taking the mount on Saturday, but Christian Reece steps up, and look, she didn't win by a lot on debut, but she did a little bit of work on speed, and she still had the best last 200 of the race and fought on strongly to win. I think she's got a bit of upside, so we'll go with her to beat another last start maiden winner, albeit this one has a lot stronger credentials. Number 3, Lake Geneva, of course, she was placed in the Golden Slipper, came back and got the maiden win out of the way at the provincials. She's probably the benchmark. Number 1, Speak Fondly in for 3rd, and Italy number 5 for 4th.
Lake Geneva on top for me. Won that maiden long odds on at Hawkesbury, and I thought it was, she did what she needed to. And her form, well, we all know that she was placed in the Blue Diamond in the Golden Slipper, and then was 3 wide, no cover in a strong race over the championships. I think Lake Geneva's a filly with tremendous promise and can win from 4, Kimberly Starr, who's got the form on the board with 3 straight wins and residual fitness on their side. Kangarilla Joy for 3rd, number 6, and 4th, number 1, Speak Fondly, who does look the likely leader in the small field of 6. And those Gabe Waterhouse horses, when they're in the front, they do take a bit of running down.
Main race of the day at Randwick on Saturday is race 6. It is the Pro Ride Warwick Stakes, 1,400 metres at standard weight for age. Group 2 level, worth $250,000. Well, sorry for the spoiler, folks. You already know who the boys are tipping. But Joel, talk us through your reasoning.
Yeah, well, I went it somewhat. We saw him win first up in the autumn. He was a bit disappointing in his next run. But look, he certainly showed enough in that brief campaign to suggest he could progress to winning a decent race this spring. And I thought first up, his trials have been quite nice. And I think he's, of the ones resuming, he's probably the one that's going to be a little bit more ready for this first up. So I'll go 8 to beat 1, Pornichet. He took a couple of runs before he really hit form last prep, but quite often those horses to go up to Brisbane can improve just that little bit extra, which he needs to if he's going to get through to a race like the Cox Plate. But we'll go for him for 2nd. Number 11, I'll throw in for 3rd, Kermadec. Probably the pick of the Waller horses, just younger horse and a bit more of a sprinting type. And I've thrown Berbero in for 4th, who is the horse up and going and was an impressive winner last start. 8-1, 11-5 for me.
8 on top, it's somewhat similar to Joel. I thought it somewhat trialled really well prior to that first up win, last campaign, the Liverpool City Cup. And then last time in the George Ryder was wide up on the pace and was only overrun really the last 100 metres. And in such a quality weight for age race, whereby it was probably the strongest form race of the autumn, to only be beaten 4 lengths by Real Impact, I thought the run was quite good. Has trialled well recently twice, and I just thought it represented the each way value. If it can settle maybe in midfield, it somewhat will have something at the finish, I'm sure. So I got it on top from 13 First Seal, as a quality mare. That was a bit unlucky to not win a Group 1 race through the autumn. 3rd, number 11, Kermadec, who I guess is that the star 3-year-old last season who won the Doncaster, he must be respected first up. And 4th, number 1, Pornichet, who does give me the indication that he'll be better over further. And I'm just not sure we'll have the sharpness to be competitive into the placings first up. The other one worth mentioning is Babiro. I was actually asked why I've left Babiro out of my selections. And I just think he has got the fitness edge, and as you alluded to before, Barks, that's quite important. And he is racing in terrific form, and his George Ryder form does bring him into play. I just think, though, from barrier 4, I think he'll be in this sort of class. I reckon the others have got a little bit more upside. He's been up for a little bit, and I think the others might catch him. So, I've gone 8 to beat 13, 11, and 1.
Last of the black type races at Royal Randwick on Saturday is race 7, the Sky Thoroughbred Central. Show County quality, 1,200 metres at Group 3 level. And as we speak, Complacent Scratch, 9 left to face the starter. Joel.
I went 3, Aomen. He said just the one trial, they've kept him pretty fresh. I thought it was a really nice effort in that trial. He ran a good race first up last time in, and blinkers off. He should settle nicely. He's going to get up over a bit further, but there's a bit of pace in this race, and I think that'll suit him. That'll help him get home. So 3, Aomen. To beat 4, wouldn't it be nice? I think back to the 1,200 suits him. 2, Heart Tester, and 6, Boss Lane.
What price is Aomen?
I think he went up $5 in the very first market, and then the next market to go up was about $11, which was probably more his right price.
I've got number two, Heart Tester, on top, who's first up from the spell. Had two August trials, finishing first and third, and he pulled up coughing in his only unplaced first up run, which was last prep, and his efforts subsequent to that were quite good, including a winning Group 3 level over Drayfontaine over 1,200 metres. I think Heart Tester will be finishing on strongly from the back of the field and get the cash from nine. Vashka, who failed first up at its most recent outing in April, but the form prior won five in a row, so it must be considered. Third, I've put in number six, Boss Lane, who I think will only improve back out to 1,200 metres. And fourth, number seven, Countryman.
Okay, Joel, Aomen was your value bet. Talk us through your best bet at Randwick on Saturday.
I made my best Bold Circle. He was my best last week, and they scratched. Good draw on Saturday, Glenn Boss to ride. Thought his first up run was really good, finishing third in a pretty good form race, and that was behind Fell Swoop and Ins and Out. Ins and Out came out and won Fell Swoop. Probably wins race three on Saturday, so the form will be good for Bold Circle, and a little bit of depth this race, but he's been gelded, and I think he can take the next step this prep.
My best bet. Well, not so much. I really haven't got one that I want to label, but just two of the niche way bases. It's somewhat in race six. In race eight, number two, Casino Dancer. Claire Nutman stays aboard this horse and has been going well for Claire, making full use of its her 3 kilo claim. Recent efforts over the 1600 to 2000 metres at Randwick have been really good, and it just missed out against Loophole last time in the start before ran on against the pattern of the race. To finish a close second behind Beyond Thankful. I really do think that Casino Dancer is knocking on the door for a win.
Moonee Valley is the venue for Melbourne racing on Saturday. There are a couple of black type races, a couple of listed races. And the first of those, race six, Essendon Nissan Mackenzie Stakes, for the 3-year-old colts and geldings over 1,200 metres. And Joel, you'll be very interested to see the debut of the Bryce Hayes trained Boston Light with Craig Williams to ride. Wouldn't have been too many win this race on debut.
No, it wouldn't have been. Probably seen stronger Mackenzie Stakes too, possibly in the past. I guess we won't know the full strength of it until we get further into the spring, but we are waiting for a sprinting male to sort of put his hand up. Obviously the girls looked better than the boys last week at Caulfield, and that's the way it played out. But yeah, I'm keen on Boston Light. I think everything I've seen of him to date suggests he's pretty handy. Barrier one certainly helps. Craig Williams certainly helps. He's had a sit on him. He rode him in his most recent jump out. And look, he's been brought down here. He's been here a few weeks. Bryce Hayes sent him down from Sydney. They're looking at the Danehill Stakes, so he'd need to be, you'd say, a top three, top four hope in this to go into that race and perhaps even get a run in that race. So I think he'll run really well, and I'm tipping him to beat five, Danuki. Showed a bit of promise in his first prep. His jump outs have been okay. He might be able to step up. One, Odyssey Moon, obviously, with that Pride of Dubai form, he's going to be well fancy. Barrier 10, a bit tricky, but got to include him. And three, Manhattan Blues, resuming from a spell, will throw him in for four.
I've got number three, Manhattan Blues, on top. I'm not sure where he'll get to in the run from barrier three. He'll probably be just in the second half of the field. And his debut win at Moorfield Parks was really good. He didn't have all the favours in the Blue Diamond Prelude back at Sandown. And then I thought his run behind the stablemate Stoker in the Inglis race, the $250,000 race, was sensational. He backed that up with an excellent fourth in the Blue Diamond, and then I think he came to the end of his preparation just a touch in the size produce at Flemington, but the run was still okay behind Jamaica. I think he's got a touch of class. I think his trial in Adelaide earlier this month was very, very good, and if they're able to run on in this race, I think Manhattan Blues is the way to go. So I've got him on top from five, Danuki, who's at the mare Maduki, who produced Peridouki. And it was a really good debut win at Donald, and from barrier 16 at Caulfield in the Vogus Gold Ingot, it crossed, it got into a trailing position and fought really hard for a close-up second. I think that horse has got particularly good ability. For third number four, El Greco, who's freshened and comes back to 1,200 metres, I'm sure he'll be competitive from barrier four. He'll always be in the firing line, and he'll look the winner at some stage. And for fourth, I'm just going to put in number 12, Boston Light, for the, I guess he's got big wraps, but barrier one's a bit of a double-edged sword at Moonee Valley. If he does step a bit slow, he could be shuffled back. And I do note that the horse-drawn barrier two, Gold Busker, is likely the lead. And I think there is a distinct possibility that Boston Light could be shuffled back on the fence.
All right, well, I've gone around all those. For number six, Destiny's Reward, Brian Gentle, Darren Gouch. He showed a bit first prep and not a bad run. First up from two, Gold Busker, five, Danuki, and 12, Boston Light. The other listed race at Moonee Valley on Saturday is race seven, the one print Carlion Stakes over 1,000 metres, Joel.
I went eight, Tansy. He's racing really well this time in. Damien Lane to ride, a decent draw, really got home strongly last time out. A race with a few chances. I've gone eight, Tansy each way to beat three, a clear choice. Philip Stokes trained runner, Dom Tournier over to ride, impressed in a recent trial in Adelaide, and form around Centenham reads strongly. One, Gregor's in for third, and seven, Fast Cash for fourth.
Keen on this race. I'm keen on two runners. I don't know which way to go, but I'm just very confident that either of the two horses will win, and that's six Il Cavallo and eight Tansy. Il Cavallo's $9 and Tansy's around about 21. The way I see this race unfolding is Sweet Emily leading from barrier one, Gregor's crossing from the wide barrier to sit outside at very fast speed, Il Cavallo restraining to be one out one back and Tansy to be one out two back. And under those circumstances, if the race just unfolds like that, which it probably won't, I think Il Cavallo will overrun Gregor's in the straight, and I think Tansy's going to get the last shot at them, and I just want to be backing them both. So I'll probably join Joel and try and go the value way and go 8 to beat 6, but have something on both. Third, number 7, Fast Cash, and for fourth, number 1, Gregor's.
Well, Carlos, once again for the second week in a row, shot down my best bet, that being Gregor's. Goes very well fresh and here at the Valley, and I got 7 Fast Cash, 8 Tansy, and 5 Aun Kwasi for the Miners. Best, and well, I've mentioned that Gregor's is my best bet. My value bet at Moonee Valley is race 3, number 9, Albanetti. Your best and value bets, Joel?
Yeah, I struggled for a best. I ended up going Catch a Fire in the first. I liked her run on the Geelong Synthetic on debut, unlucky not to win. Tried going for a gap in the middle and couldn't quite get it, had to peel to the outside. I thought there was a bit of depth to that race too. The winner, the Colin Little trained a Colerno, I believe has gone amiss, was looking towards the spring, the big filly by Rich Choice, and I think there was a bit of depth to that race. Catch a Fire, better for that experience. Gate 9, a bit tricky, but I thought she had a fair bit of potential, that filly. So I'll go Catch a Fire as my best, and my value is Boston Light. And just the other one I like a little bit is the United States, race 8, number 6.
Yeah, value would be Tansy for me. And I agree, the United States has actually got a great chance in race 8. My best bet, not overly confident in anything on the card, a bit like yourself, Joel, but my best bet would be race 2, number 5, So Does He. Won twice in a row at Bendigo and Horsham, and then last time looked like it was going to win and then just got chopped out at the top of the straight and did quite well to stick on and run fourth. It was, as I said, it looked like it was going to win, and that race, it raced up on the pace, and all the on paces in that race just filled the last five positions. So I like the way Sodas he is racing, and he certainly does like Moonee Valley, the former connections, Leon and Troy Corstens. He did go good at Moonee Valley, so hopefully for Sean Mathrick he can continue on that success at Moonee Valley.
In Adelaide, they are racing on the Parks track at Morfordville, and the feature is race 7, the William Hill Penny Edition Stakes, a listed event over 1,400 metres at weight for age, and this race, a traditional launching pad for the some of the best of the SA gallopers looking to come to Melbourne in the spring, and certainly fitting in that category is race 7, number 7, Alpine Eagle. Carl, you're with him?
I am. I think he'll be very hard to beat. I've made him my best of the day. He just has the class edge on these opposition. He'll need all of the 1,400 metres of the Penny Edition, because he can be a little bit, take a little bit to wind up, but I think he's yet to miss a place from six starts. He does ooze quality, and I think he'll be the one to beat, and certainly a horse to follow over the spring carnival. Got him on top from one Reziz, three Red Eclipse, and nine Go Indigo.
Joel?
Sorry, I am listening. Alpine Eagle, yeah, hard to tip against. Yeah, he's going to take some winding up, isn't he? That's the only query, but he should really be too good. Red Eclipse, hard to fault the way he's going. 9 going to go, you'd expect to see some improvement from her. And 2 Dylan's Son in for 4.
And Carl, your best being Alpine Eagle, your value comes up in the last.
That's Edgewood. Race 8, number 5. New addition to the John McMillan stable. Formerly trained by Robbie Griffiths, we'll all remember him here in Victoria as the horse that always stood in the barriers and gave the opposition 5 lengths and then ran them down to about a length on the line and you'd say, back me next time, and he just kept on buying the start. He's had a recent trial and he stepped fairly. I don't think he's going to fly the gates from barrier 1, and it is certainly a concern that he'll be the first one in the barriers on Saturday. But if he does jump on anything, yeah, even if he gives him 2 or 3 lengths, I reckon he can still beat this lot. It's not an overly strong benchmark 75, and Edgewood has shown glimpses of better ability.
Yeah, he's my best bet, Edgewood. As you said, trialled recently, trialled good, and look, he won fresh last prep. As you said, he's got that bad habit, but if he puts his best foot forward, I think he'll be too good for this slot. Maybe play Quinella's with Back on Target and Jatello. They look the main two dangers for mine. And my value, I went for Space Time, race 2, number 8. Another horse who trialled at the same set of trials at Morphettville a couple of weeks back, and I really liked the effort. Lloyd Kennewell's got 3 here, and the jockeys have sort of switched whoever rode them in trials and switched to riding them on race day. So
that's what put me off. Originally, I had Space Time on top, but he's third stringer, and the 3-kilo stable apprentice, Zach Spain, is on, which made me think, oh, well, they might not have a high opinion of Space Time, but they might just be playing a few tricks.
Possibly. Well, I looked at his form. His form was good. 2nd to Schism on debut at Gawler. Probably should have won. Schism went to the De Quetteville and ran 3rd. So there's a bit of black type form around her. So I'll go Space Time as my value.
Doomben is where they are racing in Brisbane on Saturday. And your value bet comes up early in on the card, Joel. And that's race 2, number 6, Bodega Negra.
Yeah, I don't like having value bets in 7 horse fields. It means you can't get the each way. But pretty confident this horse will run 1-2, and $8 or $9, I like the price that he's come up. It's an even race, you couldn't really rule any of them out, but Bodega Negra's had the 3 runs back. He improved nicely last time. He always takes a couple of runs, and I think getting up to the mile 4th up, all his mile form is very good. His only unplaced run was was his last run before the spell. Maybe he just had enough that time in. So very consistent mile record. I think he'll take plenty of beating, and I made my best Sony Legend. I think he'd get around $3.20. I wouldn't be surprised if he started a bit shorter than that. Race 6, number 10. Easy winner from the front last time out. The horse he beat has since won, defeating another subsequent winner. So there's strong form around him. Alana Fancourt's going great guns at the moment. And the 3 kilos off means he drops a bit in weight off that last win.
She's been an apprentice for a while, Alana Fancourt. But she's riding really well of late. And that 3 kilos is a great advantage. I've got Leslie's Choice as my best, and that's race 8, number 10. Won 2 of 3 this campaign. I really was impressed by the last start win at Doomben over 1,100 metres. It sat second and just bolted in to win by over three lengths. And, the conditions of this handicap, class 6, it's still well down in the weights. The handicap hasn't got to it. Lavelle is the one to beat, but has drawn wide. And I think Leslie's Choice is going to get a soft run up on the pace and be pretty hard to beat.
All righty. Well, in Perth, once again, they're racing in Belmont, but it looks as though owners and trainers are just they're going to be volunteering with their moving vans to move those tables and chairs across the street to Ascot, because there's not many signing up to run there on Saturday, only 66 acceptors. Not that I'm complaining, but there is a listed race, Joel. It's the Idyllic Prince Stakes, over 1,300 metres. And you believe that the former pin-up horse Smoko is not going to become the new Ranger, but is going to get back on the winner's list 2nd up.
Yeah, interesting race. There's a few chances. I thought his fresh run was pretty good. And he was going to strip a fair bit fitter for that. He had a bit of time off. So we'll go Smoko to beat. Cool Trade and Wink and a Nod. 5 and 6, they're the 2 to beat. And 7, Chansky in for 4th. My best for the day is Power Punch, race 7, number 9. Backing up off his effort last week over the 1650, where he ran on strongly to place. I think he's looking for the 2100 now. A quick backup will probably help. And my value on a difficult program to find some value, I made Right Honourable, race 4, number 2. Hasn't raced since April, but his fresh record's okay. I think 1400 suits him first up. And he's looking mad. Brad's probably going to be the favourite and one to beat, but I thought Right Honourable would go well. And I thought Ascot was coming up, but I had a bit of a look at the calendars before, not till mid-October, I think, with Ascot.
So. Yeah, that's right. And then it persists. I think Ascot, it stays at Ascot every Saturday right through the season. And they run at Belmont on Wednesdays and Ascot on Saturdays in winter. So a few changes over there. Not sure why that is the case, but no doubt we will learn as the months unfold. Joel, earlier in the day, they are racing at Ellerslie, Pakaranga Hunt Cup Day.
It is, yeah. This is the key lead-in to the Great Northern in a couple of weeks. And this is race six on the program on Saturday, and I'm with the Kevin Myers train Snowdrop Twinkle Toes. He's a really good jumper, this horse. In his second full season of chasing, he gets out the back and lopes along, and he stays all day. He'll have no problems with this trip on the heavy 11, as it's likely to be, and I think he'll take beating. And my best for the program at Ellerslie is Celebrity Miss, race 8, number 2. Good winner first up. Suited in this race with the top weight John Gray, 59, and making everything else on 54, so she's quite well placed, and she can progress to better races this time in. And my value, not a lot of value to be had, I didn't think, but I went Chop Chop, race 9, number 8, a decent filly. We've seen her in Australia. Her first up run was good, and she should be fitter for that up to the 1600. Pukekura on Saturday, certainly some better flat racing there, but this is going to be a heavy track. My best is Will Ferret, race 7, number 3. Impressed on debut, had a tough run second start. Ran well, has been given a bit of time since that run, but I think he's pretty smart and can get away with this. And my value is Time Bomb, race 5, number 5. He bolted in at this track, which is his home track, 4 starts ago. I'm hoping a return to home surroundings, he can find his best.
Alrighty, well, that takes care of a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Of course, in your winning post this week, you've got full form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, as well as fields for Monday. And Carl, the main venue on Sunday is Taree, one of 4 full form guides we have got in your winning post. And the big race is the $61,500 Stacks Law Firm Taree Cup over 2,000 metres.
And in that race, I went for Justice Cosmic, who's also entered for Saturday at Randwick. But Jason Call's got 3 runners entered there, and a couple in the, he's got 1 in the Taree Cup and 1 in the main sprint race over 1250, that horse being Magic Dallas. But I think Justice Cosmic really found the line nicely last time. And 2,000 metres is suitable. Justice Cosmic, as a 3-year-old filly, was 4th in the Queensland Oaks, and she's always shown a little bit of ability. Hasn't probably gone on with it as maybe a few people would have thought after the Queensland Oaks. But this looks a suitable race for her. I think Slivovitz will be a danger, and certainly Ghost Protocol. He doesn't win out of turn, Ghost Protocol, but he does look well weighted with 54.5. And just before I forget, Space Time, the horse that is ridden by Zach Spain in that race in Adelaide, it's actually entered for Mildura on Friday with Joe Bowditch aboard. So perhaps it might be heading there instead.
Get on if it does.
All right, well, that leaves us only to give you our best $20 bet for the weekend. And, since the sensei has shot me down again, and he was right last week, and he's pointed out that Gregor's is going to be calling for a cab at about the 150. I am going to go Mooney Valley Race 3, number 9, Albanetti. Joel?
Doomben meet for me. I need a winner, so we'll go even. If it's a bit short, I think it'll win. Race 6, number 10, Sony Legend.
And I'll go Casino Dancer, Race 8, number 2 at Randwick.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.